Welcome to another episode of Columbia County Fair on the Air, a podcast that explores the people, attractions, and traditions that make the annual Columbia County Fair so special. This episode is sponsored by Madsen Overhead Door. I'm your host, Jim Calvin, and my guest today is Caroline Lafferty. Caroline, how are you?
I'm good, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Caroline, you're the youngest member of the Board of Directors of the Columbia County Agricultural Society. But you've been involved in the fair for a long time, correct?
Yeah, so actually I've been involved in the fair since I can remember, but I know I haven't missed a fair except for when we didn't have one for COVID, but my parents as well as my grandfather are both heavily involved in the fair. So I think pretty much the year I was born, I was born in May, so when the fair came in August, I was there with Mom because she was a sheep superintendent and Dad was a director and so was my grandfather. And from then on, you know, I was raised on the farm growing up, so we went through 4-H and all of that. So ever since I could walk, we had sheep and cows and pigs and goats and kind of was able to run the ranks. And now that I'm, you know, graduated from college and older, I was the sheep superintendent. And then a couple of years after that, and a spot opened up on the board. So when they asked if I would be interested, it was kind of like the next right step for me.
And what's the farm that you and your family operated?
Back in the day, we had Edelweiss Farm. And then when I went off to college, I moved my sheep over to a neighboring farm. And so my sheep are with Fox Hollow Farm. And we have a large sheep operation in terms of we got about 100 of those. And then I grew up on Dutch Hollow Farm, which was a dairy farm. And that's where I grew up showing cows and everything.
And you've got a day job.
I do. I work for Farm Credit East. So I get to help farmers and help them achieve their dreams.
I take it you won a few blue ribbons in the cattle judging along the way.
Yeah, cattle was one of the many places. Cattle kind of was where I started. That's, you know, I started there when I was a clover bud and could walk in little britches. And that's when, you know, they gave you a participation ribbon and I kind of fell in love with that goal. And so I showed cattle for many years and took a break of that and started focusing on showing sheep and goats and pigs. And then after I kind of ran my course in that, I still show sheep to this day. I go, you know, to the Big E as well as the New York State Sheep and Wool Festival. And I showed cattle while I was in college and everything like that. It's just kind of a passion you fall in love with as a young kid, and you just keep doing it as you grow older.
Caroline, as a member of the Fair Board, your focus is on overseeing the livestock exhibits, along with a couple of other directors. Is that right?
We kind of oversee the livestock, which we call the Ag Corner, and I oversee it with Paul Chittenden and Phil Trowbridge, who I've had the pleasure of knowing since I was little, so I kind of grew up watching them and seeing them, and so now I get to work with them, and it's kind of come full circle, but we kind of focus on the Ag Corner and making sure that 4-H and all of the Ag exhibitors are taken care of and ready to come back every year to help us put on a great fair.
What do these exhibits consist of? What types of animals?
We've got dairy cows down in that corner. We've got beef cows. We've got hogs. We've got goats. We've got mini Herefords. We've got sheep down there. And then we've also got poultry, but they're not in the Ag Corner. They're in their own poultry building, and there are some rabbits and geese and all that kind of stuff as well. So we kind of got a little bit of everything. We don't have horses down in the Ag Corner, but we have just about everything else you can expect when you see a livestock animal. We've got that covered.
And it's not like a zoo where, you know, the fairgoers are coming through and just pointing to them and saying, aw, and wanting to pet them. It's really a living, breathing farming operation down there, isn't it?
One of the great things is, you know, all of our exhibitors, you know, they love coming to the fair and exhibiting their animals. But when it comes to the day-to-day, when they leave the fair, they still have all their normal chores to do. And so when they come to the fair, they take pride in showing, you know, all the people who come to the fair, this is what we do day to day. This is what we love. This is, you know, they take time out of their day to show them what we feed them, how we care for them. We have a milking parlor that fairgoers can watch cows get milked twice a day. And so they take pride down there kind of showing, you know, we don't just get to feed them twice a day and let them in and out like cats and dogs. They're kind of like your children, and you got to care for them consistently throughout the day. And it takes a lot of hard work to do it, and a lot of the exhibitors pride themselves in bringing the animals to the fair, so that way fairgoers are able to have the experiences that they do have.
We're speaking with Caroline Lafferty, the Columbia County Agricultural Society Board of Directors, about the agricultural and livestock exhibits at the fair. And when we return, more with Caroline, including what's the funniest thing you've seen happen down there in those cattle barns. We'll be right back. Madsen Overhead Doors, a fourth-generation business, looks forward to seeing you at the Columbia County Fair. For 70 years, we've been your trusted experts in garage door installation, repair, and maintenance for residential and commercial properties. Explore the finest overhead doors and electric operators at our showroom in Spencertown, New York. High quality, affordable products, expert installation. 518-392-3883. MadsenOverheadDoors.com. And we're back at Columbia County Fair on the air with Caroline Lafferty. Caroline, do people who visit the fair enjoy seeing the farm animals?
I think if you were to poll all of the fairgoers who came to the fair each day, you would find out a majority of them really enjoy seeing the farm animals, and it's one of the highlights of the fair. We can see animals on Google and search a photo of any animal you want, but there's part of the experience is petting the animals and getting to see them interact with other animals as well as humans. And our exhibitors do so much for fairgoers in terms of they position the cows so that you guys can pet them, and the sheep are in pens where you can walk up and pet them as long as they come up to you. The goats are always friendly. The pigs, all these animals love to be seen. They like to be touched, and they don't mind the fairgoers coming up and petting them. And it gives the fairgoers a chance to connect with the agricultural industry in terms of things that they might have never even seen before. So I think it provides a great experience for fairgoers as well as exhibitors together.
What's the funniest thing you've seen happen down there in those cattle barns?
There has been a lot of funny things over the years. There's always at least one funny thing a year, if not a day. In memory, some of the best times have been every year. There's the running of the pigs. So when the pigs go up for their show, you take them from their pens all the way up to the show ring, and everyone lines the alleyway that runs the back line there, and the pigs just all run up there, and the crowd always goes wild about that. But we, the 4-H program, they used to do cow plop bingo. So we would put a bingo board down on the ground by the wash rack with spray paint or chalk, and you know, we would sell tickets, and then we would pull a couple cows out of the stalls and take them off their leads and let them walk freely in the square. You know, we'd have exhibitors as well as even some of the fairgoers just stood in a big circle around the board, and the cows would go, and when they plopped on square, the winner got some money, and I think that was definitely a crowd pleaser. And another thing I think the crowd always enjoyed was the costume contest that 4-H used to hold, and you could dress up with your cow, and it could be a partner costume, and so always seeing what the 4-H'ers could come up with was always great, because they always had the funniest characters, and you always thought you saw everything until you saw the costume class.
You were in 4-H when you were younger, correct?
That I was.
And is 4-H still alive and well here at the Columbia County Fair?
Yeah, I would say 4-H is doing well. Actually, there's, you know, during COVID, there was a couple of slower years, but it's back up and running and coming even stronger. There's more kids interested now, and it's a great program to be a part of. And, you know, 4-H works well with the fair and making sure that we have a lot of 4-H exhibits, not only in the animals section. They have a great 4-H building where they can put on public presentations, a fashion show. They can display projects they've done throughout the years, grow vegetables and that kind of stuff. And they put it on display so that way exhibit fairgoers can come out and see how much these kids work. And being in 4-H isn't just something where you show up at the fair and it's a week of your life. It's 4-H is a year-round experience, and it really teaches you hard work, responsibility, and it's a great program, and I think a lot of kids are finding out truly how amazing it is.
And we recommend that everyone in Columbia County and beyond be sure to visit the cow barns, the other livestock exhibits, and say hello to Caroline. She'll be there waiting for you. Caroline, thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks for having me, Jim, and I can't wait to see all the fairgoers this year.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Madsen Overhead Doors, and thanks to our listeners and fairgoers for tuning in. We'll see you at the Columbia County Fair. Columbia County Fair on the Air is a production of the Columbia County Agricultural Society. Our producer is Brian Lossow. Music courtesy of the Jeff Calvin Band. Find more episodes of this podcast on our website, columbiafair.com.